Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Elisa.
My name's Liz. Morning. What's today, Thursday?
Good morning.
Happy Thursday.
It is Thursday. I thought yesterday was Thursday. It was very strange.
Thursday, November 3rd. Yes, we have a call?
We do have a hand raised.
Okay.
So I thought maybe we'd go into
Let's
that.
Let's do it.
And,
Let's
see
do
where it.
It
takes us.
All right. I'll take you.
And it comes 630. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. My name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Are you
hey,
a first-time caller, or have we spoken with you in the past?
Probably. I think I might have spoken to you once before, while ago, maybe a year
great.
Ago.
Okay, great. So you're familiar with the crazy that is this show. Thank goodness I don't have to break it down. But because it's been a, while, just want to reset the energy. So asking for permission to connect to your energy, please.
Sure.
Okay, great. So what are you needing? What's on your mind today?
Okay, so I'm really looking just like for a part-time position.
Okay.
And I really need certain things, like it's to be appreciated somewhat, have a good relationship with the employer, like one-on-one type thing. It's, you know, private type thing. It's not like a corporation. And
right.
I'm just really hoping that that happens because my experience had been that, you know, I'd say more in recent years, I didn't find exactly, like I kind of knew that this maybe wasn't it. And then it just kind of blew up and then... I'm just wondering if I'll be able to find that, you know, money-wise, I kind of need something in about a month or so.
Okay, so I just got a little lost on what blew up in the past.
So basically, I've had really good experiences, but then I've had recently, like, kind of bad experiences with this, where I feel like I need to be appreciated, a one-on-one type of relationship.
Got it, got it.
Where,
okay.
Yeah.
So
I'm hoping, like, I'm trying to be really careful in my interviewing because this is extremely important to me, more so than a few dollars here or there, I swear to God.
Right. You know, the environment, like, no, I totally get it. But, yes, it's really about the environment and how that makes you feel. But,
yes.
But underneath that, Lisa, it's about you appreciating yourself first. It's
but I do feel like I do more.
You don't have to convince me of anything. I'm just saying that it's, and I'm not even saying that you don't appreciate yourself. I'm not saying that there's any luck. I'm saying it starts with your sense of appreciation. I didn't quantify that.
Yes.
So this isn't mm-hmm. anything for you to defend. What I'm trying to point out to you, that's great, actually, that if you feel that you do appreciate yourself, continue to focus on your self-appreciation, because what
mm-hmm.
I was trying to say, because I'm not, this isn't anything for you to defend, this is actually great news, that the key to abundance and to attracting the situation that feels great starts with
mm-hmm.
being in that space of appreciation. That's why I'm saying that. And
yeah,
gratitude.
I understand.
That's okay. So this
yeah.
isn't a personal thing. This is, you're on the right track. So if you start with yourself, because that's what's accessible to you. Do you follow where I'm going with this?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so stay with me. So if you start with yourself, and don't get into the past, don't get into what you're afraid of, all that stuff serves a purpose that you can appreciate. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can appreciate the wisdom. So do you see how you're not going to be traumatized by the past, but you're going to appreciate
oh, yeah.
the past?
Totally.
Thank you, girl, because now you upgraded it into wisdom.
Right.
Okay?
And I did. Because I've had good and bad, so basically I know what a good employer situation is for me, and I
okay.
know at this point in my life when, you know, I'm just going to probably be retiring, like, within a year or two completely. Like, I won't stand for that. And not only in my work environment, but in everything else this is happening.
Well, this is
and
good.
And it feels good. Yeah.
So that's good. So
do you think I might find something, though, in the next month or so? Because
well,
I'd really
you know,
like
it's,
that.
It's holidays. If this is the time when people are hiring, you know, in terms of the holidays. If there's anything that business that where it's a type of business that they need extra help because of the holidays, this is a good time, like now, to get a part-time.
I'm not looking for that kind of thing like retail. It's more like working with kids and stuff. And I think there's a lot of changes that happen in January. People go back to college. There's like college age.
Well, this is a time, though, if they have to prepare for that. And again, you're making assumptions. I didn't say retail. This is holiday time. So people like a place that deals with kids and all of that. They might want to do turnover before the end of the year. So, again, I'm noticing in this conversation that you are tending to make assumptions. I didn't say retail.
Yeah.
So I want to continue to connect your energy, and I'm going to turn this over to Elisa.
Okay, thank you. I liked what you said. It's very true.
Great.
Yeah, well, good. And I think, the energy I was getting is, like, you're so clear about what you want, but what is also kind of bringing that up, or sort of behind that, underneath it, is this like kind of feeling of I've been burned before, mm-hmm. and that's just how I interpret that. So you're sort of have like you know what you want, but you have your guard up. So it's kind of blocking, not necessarily things coming to you, but it's how you're going to receive information. Kind of like this conversation, where there are assumptions that were made, and like, whoa, all of a sudden it's like, no. I'm just trying to get this.
Yeah,
the
right.
picture was
yeah,
like
yeah,
of a narrowing of a narrowing beam. Everything was just very narrow, very set. If it doesn't make it through there, then the way you're also translating that is that something's wrong. You know, something's really bad here, and it's not.
Yeah, I think I got oversensitive because I knew a couple months ago that maybe something wasn't right, and I didn't follow my gut, and it's really upsetting me that I didn't.
But there you go. That's the wisdom. So now follow your gut. Beating yourself up,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to, that does nothing but hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Be in that space of appreciation.
I mean,
just be in that space of appreciation and wonderment and being present and doing some visualizations to see what your ideal situation looks like, and find places or reach out to institutions today. And I think that if you feel really good inside and out, maybe look at some Abraham Hicks videos, whatever, you just feel good, and you start off in that place of appreciation, it's absolutely possible. I mean, that really is the answer to the question you proposed to both of us.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
That's
it. And if you're feeling a little sad about something, maybe
that's life.
You know,
human.
That is life.
Human.
You know, and you just have to accept it and just go on with
that's
it.
That's
human. You got the wisdom. I got the wisdom, and just be happy. That,
just appreciate.
You know,
you don't even have to be happy. You know, it's like I think a lot of us think that we're not being spiritual enough because we're striving to, you know, sprout angel wings. But you know what? We got to pay rent. We got to feed our kids. We got to live this life. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to feel, you know, a little beat up once in a while. Embrace that you're human.
Well, also, I think there's a reason for everything. I really believe that I believe in God, but I know people believe in different things, but I feel like I'm being guided, that
well,
there was no way
that.
I could be in that
of
kind
course.
Of thing. So.
So, but the thing is, and I think this is the point that Elisa was beginning to make, is that if you feel all of that, what happens is, like she says, it gets blocked because you're not trusting it. You're questioning it. So it's two steps forward, three steps back.
I got sad about the situation. Yeah,
nothing bad about
it,
but that's okay to be sad.
Yeah.
Appreciate your sadness.
Actually, I should be happy because it always works out for the best.
Appreciate your sadness. So we're going to let you sit with that,
okay.
And it would be great, you know, in a couple of weeks or whenever it moves you, to just give us an update, because I think that it's entirely possible that you're going to say, oh, my God, since I last talked to you, X, Y, and Z. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, but just don't doubt. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Don't doubt the wisdom. And I think that really is the key. If you appreciate more, I'm going to leave you with this, okay? Because I don't want to get more into the story of it. I want to get into the feeling, to the energetic frequency of it. So appreciate more, think less, doubt less.
Okay.
All right? And then give us a call back with an update whenever you're up for it.
Are you guys always on this?
We're on three times. I'll tell you when we're on. We're on three times a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time, and Sundays at 9 a.m. United States Eastern Time.
Okay, great. I will then check back, and then I appreciate so much your words of wisdom from both of you. Thank you.
All right, girl. Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Well, now that's always something, you know, that's the kind of energy we tend to bring in. We don't always realize what we bring in until we start looking at really how we take in the information. So, I mean, people do this a lot with their jobs, you know, when they're looking for a new job and they really didn't have a good experience or can draw up, a not so great experience to kind of get them into, well, this is what I do want. You know, they kind of bring in what they didn't want with them. People do it with relationships. You know, I don't want to date anybody because I want this. But it's really a remembering of what they had just gone through or, you know, something that just reminded them of how bad it was. and that's what they don't want. And then they don't have something that says, well, this is really what I do want. I think she does have that, but she's just kind of bringing in that old energy that is kind of framing
exactly,
you know, how she's going to receive anything around it. So once, you know, once that type of energy is just released, you know, and just not brought to the forefront every single time, then the stuff that comes to her, the information, the questions, opportunities that come to her, she can look at it and really see what is there and have a better feel for what's being presented, because it's not always going to be, you know, wolf in sheep's clothing that she's got to look for. And right now, she's still kind of looking for, like, any kind of burnt edge. It's like, that's not good, you know. And sometimes you just don't know. And there's something about being too cautious, right, to where you don't take any action at all and you just pretty much believe that nothing is out there for you. And it doesn't take that many steps to kind of go down that rabbit hole. And then, you know, but, you know, whatever happens, happens. And at some point, most of us will figure it out and say, I just sort of kept digging, didn't I? I didn't need to keep doing it. So she's definitely a wise one. It's just a matter of getting out of her head.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely feel good about that. So
good.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And I just wanted to focus on the feeling, not the story, because we know the story.
Yeah. we've all been there in some way, definitely. Well, cool. Yesterday was an incredibly busy day. I don't know if it was like, you know, the planets were aligned a certain way, but I have like a ton of stuff happening this weekend. With my business, with the wine tour.
Oh, great.
I mean, I had people who had to cancel. I had people who wanted to fill in those spots. So I did a lot of wheeling and dealing yesterday, it felt.
I had plans.
And so I'm like, all right, I got my fingers crossed that, you know, that everything does work out the way it needs to work out. And because I kind of feel like things have sort of worked out the way they needed to, like with people who have had to cancel, and it was mostly just, you know, just scheduling, you know, the timing of things. And these are people, one of them had done it just a few months ago and had planned another big trip. And then, you know, she's like, I really apologize for having to do this, you know, but we had people drop out and the ones who were left, like it just wasn't enough. It wasn't enough for them to make up their losses to kind of cover the people who dropped out. So
that's okay.
They're
good for
cancel.
You though. You got your good deposit.
Like,
that's all right.
I'm like, yeah. And I told her, I said, well, I think she got like she got a partial refund.
All right, listen, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, and she's like, and I said, you know, we could hold that deposit if you know you could probably use it through the end of the year. I have no problems, you know, just keeping that and then
good
having
customer
you
service.
Use it.
Very good.
And she's like, no, you know, she's like, again, because even it's already November.
Well, she doesn't want to commit. Yeah, and I don't blame
her.
I would have said the same thing. It is too close to the end of the year, and between now and the end of the year, there's like too much crazy stuff going on.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but it was good. And there were two that had that happen. And for whatever reason, this Saturday is like super popular. I don't know how many people in the past, even in the past 3 days, who have called in asking me about getting a wine tour in.
They probably want
Saturday
to do it before the weather changes. I guess they just want to get it all in. Holiday. Let's get the wine
I'm
in.
Like,
wow.
This
How
date
long
has
season?
Been sold out. I mean, ultimately it does slow down by mid-December. No,
I would imagine.
I mean, I think it's not like we get a ton of bad weather down here.
Right. That's true.
It's just that because of the season, a lot of people don't, if they go to the mountains, there's like going to a cabin. But most of them don't do that, you know, in the wintertime.
Right.
Because, you know, we don't get bad weather, but in the mountains, you never know. A little bit of precipitation, a little bit of cooler weather could cause ice. So the wineries, a lot of them obviously will shut down around just after Christmas or right before Christmas through New Year.
Yeah, that's normal.
But then a lot of them will open up again in January, but then a handful of them tend to stay closed through mid-February.
Right.
Just depending on you know, what they feel they need to get done, or just based on how busy they've been and it had not been worth it to keep the winery open for the public. So, but by and large, most of them do tend to stay open, even if it is maybe just like a long weekend instead of 7 days a week, because this time of year, all of them are open, you know, every day of the week, just in case, because you get a lot of people who travel through and they stop off and that's how they find these places. But most of them will be open Thursday through Sunday. So, I mean, yeah, when you guys come up,
yeah,
we could steal away, you know. I would love to show, but you know, yeah.
Oh, I'd love that.
Like the bigger ones, but I think that would be kind of cool to do.
Yes.
I've got a few things up my sleeve. If you're up
for
it,
I know
you
do.
But yeah, I think that's something that I would love to just for you to at least see, especially because I know how starved you are for like nature.
Nature's a good thing.
And green and grass
green.
And trees.
That's it. I'm so easy to please. Just give me some grass and some trees, and I'm like somebody who's never seen nature before. but that's good. And wheeling and dealing, and it's great because you see what you're capable of. You see how you can exercise your brain. You see how far you can go. You see you can get things done. You see how, it's all there. So instead of, you know, as an example with our last caller, just, you know, can I do this? Is this possible? Will this happen? Just appreciate, feel good, learn from the wisdom of the past, and take care of business.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's great. I mean, and it is a process. That third time yesterday was looking at everything and thinking, it'd be great to have some help on this, you know?
Mm-hmm. That might happen down the road. Maybe you'll have an intern or whatever down the road.
Maybe. So I'm excited. I'm actually driving again on Saturday, and it was at the request of somebody who I did a tour with them. Yeah, it was just two people last time. And then they had such a good time. They said, "Look, we're probably going to want to do something again in the fall, and we just have to let you know." Of course, they didn't know. They kind of waited till the last minute. And I said, "Well, you know," and what I had done was not plan to drive on Saturday, but because they requested it, I said, "Is there any other day?" And they're like, "No, this is the day." So I said, "Let me see what I can do." And
see,
I made sure I had another driver, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, "Oh, okay." You know, so, I mean, that was good. And they were very happy. So we'll see. You know, now it's two other couples with them. And but they made it super easy. They're only going to two places.
Oh, there you go.
They,
so that's
learned.
The one you should drive.
They learned
actually.
From the last time.
If you're going to drive, do that
yes.
one.
Thank God.
That's it. You like, you could tell your driver, oh, no, I'm in there. I'm just like you. I'm in the field. I'm in the field just like you. Meanwhile, you're like,
yeah.
oh, okay, I can, like, you know, take a 45-minute, like, nap in the car. So, no, that's good.
Oh, my goodness.
Taking care of business. So,
mm-hmm.
No, it's
mm-hmm.
wonderful.
Yeah,
so,
I definitely slept. I fell asleep last night. I was so tired, you know, even up until, you know, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night, I was sort of,
yeah.
you know, I had returned a phone call maybe an hour before, and I finally got online and, you know, mapped out some possibilities, sent that out. I'm like, okay, I think I'm done.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Punch out that time clock, yep.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, not the rest of it. But see, those are little things like, oh, you know, I've had to pay attention to when, you know, my tendency to want to take care of it right away and fix it, and then I'm like, well, no, wait a minute. I haven't taken care of me yet. Like, I need to get
right.
something to eat right now.
Exactly.
And I
good.
Need to do these things. You know, I have errands to
good.
Run.
That goes hand in hand. You know, as long as it's not procrastination. And there's a fine line, you know, between,
mm-hmm.
you know, that the nuance, it's so subtle and it's so nuanced. Is it, you know, is it procrastination or is it resistance? So that's one side of it.
Mm.
Is this self-care or is this procrastination or is this self-negligence? And then when you're not taking care of yourself, are you not going to get the best result, or is it going to be painful going? So there's different things
right.
to think about. But, oh yeah, I mean, thank God for the mute button on the phone, that putting the phone on silence, putting the phone on vibrate, because the people that are hyper-dependent on you that really don't need to call you 5 times a day,
yeah,
they can wait, you know. They can wait, and if it's an emergency, we'll know that it's an emergency soon enough. You know, I actually had a little conversation with Lolita's housemate Adam, who is has a lot of clients as a spiritual healer, as a mystic. And, you know, he's a little under the weather. And I just picked up and I said, there's X amount of people that they're this, that. And he's like, yep. And he said, there's just this one that this person feels that they have to call every day. And I'm like, oh, I have one too. And I'm like, it's maddening. And that this is this feeling under the weather and some of these symptoms, which of course you're going to take care of, this is an opportunity to step back, use it as a boundary, and then it's a reset. So moving forward, the boundaries have to be up, you know. And there was a time that I would not, you know, take care of myself and take that call and be there for that person or what have you. And unless it's like my children or my husband, it's a priority, like meaning like something really, really important. It could all wait. That person will be by that phone waiting for your call after you have fed yourself, or after
right,
you have used
right.
the restroom, or after you
right.
have done your little banking or whatever it is that you need to do. So if you prioritize self-care, and it's not resistance and it's not procrastination, but it's self-care, then you're able to take care of your business or your obligations without compromising them. They only get
right.
compromised if you are mistaking self-care for procrastination, resistance, dare I say laziness, you know. Then that's different, you know.
Right.
That's different.
Right.
Someone says, well, I'm just going to do me, and doing me means being on the couch for like, 3 weeks waiting for the law of attraction to show up. That's another conversation.
Right.
Right.
Then we got, yeah, then we got.
Then we got a situation. Right.
Right. Well, what's interesting is that, yeah, those little things,
I've really, like, you know, we've been talking about this for the last couple of years, I guess, really. But for me to really see it for myself has been,
yes, you
it's
are.
Been really good.
Yeah.
Because it's not just with, it's with everything, you know. Work is obviously
a big universal.
Deal, but also with just seeing how time, how we look at time, and how time can be such a big constraint. And you know, you've talked about this all the time, the way you do certain things, and how, you know, you have a way of compartmentalizing the day.
Yep.
You know, so for me, you know, when I'm writing, like if I'm doing an email, I have no idea how much time I'm spending. You know,
right?
I just, and that's just. Then I look up, I'm like, oh wow, I guess, I guess a lot of time has passed. But when it comes to stuff like, you know, driving and you know, things like that. Yesterday was a full day. And in fact, I woke up that morning and there was a text from my cousin who needed me. He's like, would you be able to watch the kids this morning? She had already gotten up early. This is Anna. I was trying to see if she needed help, you know, yesterday, you know, just to do, I knew she had some big deadlines, but she had gotten up like at 4:30 in the morning, had gone out to her studio to get the job she needed to get done for the day, try to get as much done before, I think, her partner had a morning appointment. And so she just needed me to kind of step in for maybe an hour or so.
She needed a Band-Aid.
Right.
Mommy
so
Band-Aid.
Like,
oh, my God.
I can come. We can come up early. I was going to go up in that area anyway because my aunt had an appointment, a doctor's appointment. It's literally, you know, 3 minutes away from their house. So I said, well, maybe if she's ready, we can go up there early and just wait, and then the kids are old enough where, you know, even if there's like Jaden has, you know, he had a phone.
They're self-contained. They're not toddlers. It's a lot easier.
So it was fine, you know. So I was just in that gap, and so you know, my aunt had made breakfast already. I haven't eaten it yet. She made breakfast. She had finished, and she was getting her hustle on, which is saying something because, you know, she doesn't move very fast, but she knows when it's time to go to her appointment.
Yeah, see, this is good. It's a little experiential occupational therapy for your aunt. You know, got things going.
Right.
Engagement, life goes on. You know, she's getting her bearings. You know, after losing her brother. And the best, the most healing thing is family. And there she is. And isn't that great that you can see she's stepping up, literally stepping up to family. Like, okay, I'm actually going to have a little more pep in my step because I need to. Boom.
Right.
I think you take these small little, you know, nothing incidents, but it's in those moments that so much can be revealed. It's almost like while no one's watching. You know what I'm saying? Like while no one's watching.
Yeah.
Pay attention. You know, when no one's watching, so the simple act of you doing your cousin a favor and being there for your aunt, and then your aunt is, you know, being part of that unit, the family unit, you know, everybody energetically shows up.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
Yeah. We did yesterday, you know, we did that. I dropped her off. I dropped her off because I realized, oh, I need to put gas in my car. I dropped her off at her appointment. I said, you have your phone. I said, call me when you're done. I don't know how long it was going to take. I had time to put gas in my car and get a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
There you go. See? You took care. Ding, ding, ding. That's taking care of yourself and then everybody. And then the frequency, the universe is like, she's taking care of herself. So let's take care of her. Boom, 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 boom. Do you see that? Harmony.
It was great.
Yes.
It was great.
I know, but do you see what you did?
Yeah.
And it's in the most simple of things, you know. And I, the other night I met up with someone who actually, I cast her in a film, and she just came back from shooting. And the last time I saw her, I mean, my nerve endings, my hair, everything, I was just so pushed beyond human capacity. And it was really funny because I've been taking care of myself. I've been catching my breath. Of course, I'm always busy with work, but I'm not insanely busy. Just throw me a new movie to work on, and then I'm back to that. But when it's status quo without an additional project, I'm like nice, good, busy, not like, okay, is she going to live through this one busy? And that was really through the beginning of October, that it was just from April to the beginning of October, I was like a basket case. So I see her, and she's very sweet. She took me out to a really lovely meal to say thank you. And it was kind of life-changing for her because I actually booked her to be the reader for the audition, and she actually booked it by being in the room to helping out. And they fell in love with her. So it's kind of like a Cinderella story. So she wanted to do that. And what was really funny, for at least the first 5-10 minutes of us seeing each other, she went on, she said, oh, my God, you look so good. You changed your hair. You did this. I'm like, no, this is me without, like, about to have a nervous breakdown and lose my mind. Like, this is not a curiosity. This is not a, yes. Oh, how curious. She's actually has a nice outfit on. No, yeah, I keep it cute, but when I'm working, I'm a beast. Not in my appearance, but I'm just like, I have no gender, I have no size, I'm just pure boom, 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 boom. Like, I'm just a force. So she had seen me in such a different light before that she saw me how I am in that space of self-care. Because I don't know if I even had the luxury to really take care of myself. I might have had to sacrifice that. I was just so thrown against the wall with this 3 projects all at once. And I was just laughing. I was just laughing to myself. I'm like, damn. She's really shocked. I mean, what did I look like? I'm thinking to myself, did I really look that bad back then? And it's not that I looked bad, but she just saw that. I'm like, I thought I keep it cute all the time. Like, oh, okay. But I thought to myself, wow, what a difference. You know, how things kind of line up when you do take care of yourself. Like, what a difference to take that time or to make that time. Because I'll never put myself through that again. So, like, when we were speaking to Lisa, our previous caller, you know, I'm not going to beat myself up, but I'm going to use this information as wisdom. Like, no matter what, I'm going to take care of myself.
Mm.
That's it. That's the wisdom. I'm not lamenting a damn thing. That's it. So, and that's great. You got your Starbucks. You got your gas. All was well. You helped out your cousin. You took care of the kids. You were there for your family. You did what you needed to do. I'm sure the coffee tasted delicious.
Oh, the best coffee.
it
was great.
There you go. And you were able. And again, it's those things that we are so quick to dismiss and think, well, we have to focus on the big stuff. I am focusing on so much minutia right now because it's not minutia. You know, just to clear the decks so that I am primed to take care of myself when I get to the point where I have to turn into 3 people to do whatever is going to, and trust me, it's going to come because it always does, when I have to turn into 3 people and to, you know, you get that another situation on an already very packed life and schedule, you know. But also you have to know when to enjoy the fruits of your labor, or to enjoy taking care of yourself. So it seems so simple, but it's not. You know, that's beautiful. You know, you took care of everything, and you could really savor and enjoy that coffee. But you have to enjoy it. Tonight, there's a...
Yeah.
Yep. Tonight, here in New York, we have what's called the Big Apple Film Festival. cute little film festival in a movie theater. I have two movies in this film festival. Yeah, I got two movies in this festival.
Yeah.
Two little ones, but yes, I got two little movies.
Yeah.
Same festival. They're not screening at the same time. I was couldn't go last night to one screening because I was teaching, but I'm going. Tonight, and I'm going to celebrate. See, that's the whole thing. I'm going to celebrate. So the director had emailed me, and he said, listen, meet me such and such a time so we could do red carpet pictures. I'm like, okay. Oh, great. Thank you. So you have to enjoy those little,
yeah.
And who cares? You know, people, you know, it's a stupid little thing. No, it's not. It's a moment in time. It's a memory. Who cares? It's not, it's not life-changing? No, I don't even have to go. No, I could have gone to Sundance 4 times. I haven't gone yet. You know, I've had 4 movies in Sundance. I haven't gone yet. If one ends up, I think I'm going to, bucket list, if I'm fortunate enough to be part of something that ends up there again, I think I'll make the effort to go. That's it. It will be my one time. But it's not like, oh, my God, who am I going to meet? No, I'm going for a goof. I'm going for fun. I'm not going to network. I don't even like that word. I'm not going to network. People want to network with me to pick my brain. My brain is picked, desiccated, throw it in some tomato sauce. It's a good spice. It's done. Don't care.
Oh, my goodness.
It's these little odd events. I don't care. So it could be as going to a film festival, I could have the same pleasure having coffee with you. I could have the same pleasure.
Wow.
I really could. It doesn't matter. It's a goof.
Well, you know, that's just a testament, you know, to my star power. So, you know.
Girl, you don't have to be a star, baby, to be in my show. That's it, girl. I don't care.
There is something about you know, really, like you said, taking care of yourself. And this is sort of going on. We do have someone in the chat room who would like us to pull a message. It's our friend White Lily.
She's back.
But she's back. And she was also, she was listening, and she said, I'm also enjoying taking care of myself in the last few days, too, relaxing and nourishing my body, being still, going within, enjoying it. I mean, that, you know, when you're able to do that, and I made this connection when you were just talking, Liz, with how the minutiae, we tend to think of ourselves as that, almost like it's such a small consideration about ourselves that when we finally do take care of ourselves, so hopefully we can see how big that is and how big we are, really, not so much that, you know, that we can start saying, you know, this is the priority. This really is a priority. It's not a small thing.
Right.
We can do that in small ways that just opens up. It's almost like it's a reprioritizing of what's really important. You know, gone are the days where we're running ourselves ragged for other people who just assume that that's how you always are. So it's no big deal to them that you. The backstory that you would never tell that person was that you woke up really early, you got everything ready, you know, you did all these little details that a lot of people, because of how they're wired, they just assume, well, that's just what you do or whatever. You know, they don't even appreciate all that little stuff because that's why they pay other people to do it. You know, I mean, there are people who just don't even have an appreciation for it. Now there are people who do pay people for it, but then they do appreciate it. You know, they're aware that that takes a lot of effort. And those are the ones that may encourage you to maybe take a break every so often and not, you know, like you don't have to rush and do all the crazy stuff. But, you know, learning to appreciate yourself really goes back to that first, you know, that first caller of being able to appreciate yourself so you're not starved for it for other people. Then that makes a huge difference, and I'm someone who would do. I mean, I'll do these things. I'll do a lot of things because I'm so big on like, oh, it's part of the team, and this is what we got to do, and this is what I have to do. And then after a while, you start realizing, well, wow, no one else or very few other people really think the way I do, and that's probably okay. But I can't continue in that vein without putting myself into this equation too
and without recognizing when, you know what, I'm tired, and no, I don't want to continue doing this right now.
Right.
And, you know, maybe other people can do it their way and figure out how it works for them and their skill set. But, you know, this one's resting. This one has had enough for the day. So anyway, I think it's been a really busy few days, but very helpful because, you know, stuff has gotten done. And just in these little decisions, and they seem little at the time, because it's just like, oh, should I turn right or should I turn left? Or, you know, do I order coffee now or do I, you know, do this email now? Or, you know, whatever it is. In those little things, I've just realized, wow, that made a huge difference. And this pressure, like when I realized, oh, that worked out really well, all of a sudden I'm breathing deeper. I'm realizing I was holding my breath. And I'm, this feeling of pressure on my shoulders is like, I'm relaxing even more because I knew I made the right decision for me at that time. And it's like sunshine opens up. It's really interesting.
Right.
So anyway, I thought maybe we could, I don't know if we should read that, if you have something you want to read or if you want to go skin to the, whatchamacallit, the message for White Lily, because I know White Lily had asked about that. Is that okay?
Well, she wants me to pull a card?
She wants
to pick a message?
She said, can I have a message? So, yeah, that's what I'd...
Sure. And, I'll read the message and I'll pass it on to you. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm ready.
All right. So, White Lily, just press. I have to press this song, but you have to type in the word pick to pick your message. So here we go.
Number associated with this message is 199. And here's the message. Dissatisfaction, not need be a call for a hostile takeover of impatience. Your soul is not the indigenous victim being colonized by fear.
Wow.
That's very deep. I'll read it one more time and then I'll pass it over to you. Dissatisfaction need not be a call for a hostile takeover of impatience. Your soul is not the indigenous victim being colonized by fear. 199. Pass it on to you.
Wow. Interesting. You were talking a lot about just feeling, right? The feeling of a situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus the thinking of it. And so this feeling of dissatisfaction usually triggers a lot of things like, I want to take action on something. It's dissatisfaction. So I want, you know, I'm going to point it out. What am I dissatisfied with? And then and realizing, well, I'm not cool with this. So what do I need to do? And I would say, and I know White Lily wasn't in on the very first conversation at the top of the show. We had a caller who had a question, and it was sort of the same feeling of this person knew what she was looking for. This is for a job, but had a very narrow window of what she thought would pass muster. So she's been going to all these different interviews, but there's already like a feeling of resistance. And it's like being super critical, you know, super sensitive for any nuance that would indicate this is not going to be what I, my dream job or, you know, the ideal situation for me. So it kind of puts the process, which looking for a job is kind of difficult, in any situation, But then to have these extra obstacles energetically that people will still pick up on, whether they're spiritual or not, just makes it even more difficult, because now there's the wiring is set for a certain thing that isn't the true nature. So when I look at this message with dissatisfaction, and not need not be a call for a hostile takeover of impatience. So dissatisfaction, impatience definitely go hand in hand, where if you're dissatisfied and you want things to be different, there's only so much in your control. The biggest part of that is going to be your, like the vibration you put out, your attitude about it. So if you are dissatisfied, usually breaking up that heavy, critical, negative feeling, almost like it's a way of being protective, but it also kind of like any kind of wall can be protection, but it blocks out a lot of good stuff too. So being able to change that type of energy to where we do this a lot, where we recommend, you know, do something that is going to be different, that isn't in direct correlation with, you know, fixing a problem. It could just be, like we said, self-care usually is the number one. Self-care, doing something else to take your mind off that, literally take your mind off of it, and put you in a better feeling place. So you're not trying to solve the problem from a state of being dissatisfied. And you're not trying to solve that problem just thinking, well, it's all me, and not realizing other people have to be in alignment too, other situations. And right now, the situations that are aligning are sort of like that vibe of, well, I'm not happy, you know? And so that's what you're going to continue to see. You have to change your own filter. But the best way to do that is to change your vibration, right? And that, in a lot of ways, is just, you know, Liz likes to reference any theme, like Theme from Mahogany, or she'll do a lot of music references. You know, she's you know, a lot of you know, No Drama, or any kind of fun song that would kind of take you into a different state, like just to be dancing, or just to, you know, just to get some of that frustration out. But it's a lot of fun. I love using music too, or any type of laughter, any type of comedy. So it's interesting to go into that. And so when you do that, when you change your vibration and your frequency, you're not inviting other like-minded types of feelings to you. So as it says, your second part is your soul is not an indigenous victim being colonized by fear. It just plays into those different fears. And that's, I think, what was happening also with our first caller, just bringing up the old fears. So hopefully that message, oh, and we talked about the numbers, 199. I was also really happy with that number sequence for that message, because one is you, but it covers all of these numbers, 1 through 9, it goes 199. So it comes from this, a sense of self, and then the transformation that happens, because 9 is a transformative number. We talk about it being the ending of a situation, or ending of a cycle, almost like the death and transformation. But that's what it is. So it seems like a death, but it is more than that. It sets the stage for something new to arise. And so to have 2 9s means major transformation on a personal level, but also on an impersonal level, because 9 is impersonal, it's bigger picture. So we're looking now at being able to rise from those ashes, because there's always, 9 leaves the door open for something new, but it's almost like you have to blast through that door, right? That's part of the process of the 9, of blasting through what you thought was just, it's over, I can't overcome it. But so much happens within the 9 energy that draws from both your inner strength and your inner fear, because you have to have both of those things come out to blast through and to make sense of it. And sometimes it doesn't make sense right away. Rarely does it make sense right away. But what a great message, 199. And then dealing with fears and how our attitudes
are governed by that. And then when we're realizing, oh, you know, this is really what I'm afraid of, when you can actually voice it and say, this is really what I'm afraid of. Like our first listener, Lisa, eventually told us what she was, you know, really afraid of, what her fear was in having a bad work environment. Even though she had had positive experiences earlier on with being in good work environments, what she was trying to remember was bad stuff and bad work environments. So trying to avoid that. And at some point you will turn that corner, and it's not about being on the defensive for anything, but seeing more or being more open with what you really do want to have in, and not be held back by the other fears that may come with that. You know, some people talk about fear of success, which doesn't seem to make any sense when you're like, I just want to be successful, but then there's a fear of success. But it happens a lot with people who are worried about, what does that new responsibility mean? And then am I equipped to handle it? So there's so many different nuances with different situations where one would say, oh, that's fear of failure. Oh, no, no, no. Another would say that's fear of success. Some of it's very, very similar. And it's just a matter of what perspective you're in on, like what state of mind are you in on, and what are you feeling right now? So anyway, I've been talking and she's been typing stuff in, so that's good. She said she's not 100% happy right now, but being patient with how things evolve, letting things unfold, satisfied with the dissatisfaction. I know things will change and are changing, so I'm remaining peaceful. Right now I'm happy caring for myself, which is good, cleaning my home and watching TV, so I have been focusing on that. Definitely a confirmation. Well, very good then. Excellent. That was what we were looking for. We do have another hand raised, so
good. Take
here.
The call.
Oh, area code 561. Good morning. You're on air. Who's this?
Hi there. This is Lena. How are you?
Oh, my goodness.
Lena.
Are you in Connecticut?
Wow.
Or are you in Italy?
No, I'm in Florida.
Oh,
Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carmen San Diego?
Yeah.
She's in Florida. Hi. Well, nice
Hi.
To hear from you. So since it's been a while, we want to reset the energy. So asking for your permission to connect to your energy again, please.
Sure.
All right, darling. So what are you needing? What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm just going through a transition with this man, and I just really don't know what he wants from me.
Is this the same guy?
Yeah, he just does not stop. I don't know when he's going to stop. I have cut off.
Well, we can't worry about him. He's a separate person.
Yeah.
He has free will.
Yeah.
You got to focus on you. And, I thought it was the same guy. And what do you need for yourself? Forget him. But what do you need for yourself? Because I'm feeling a lot of dissatisfaction.
I need security. I need to find a good job where I can get a stable home.
So this is about you. It's really not about
mm-hmm.
him.
No, it isn't.
So that's that. You know, sometimes when we have a situation or a person or circumstance outside of ourselves, sometimes it's like you have to take care of business. And, you know, we were talking about self-care all along, and the first thing to go is taking care of ourselves, because it's eclipsed by these outside things. And I think that's what's going on. You know what I mean? Like the wounds and the energy of this other situation is really eclipsing what you just articulated for yourself, which is security within yourself and stability. When you have that foundation, then you're able to find a place that you can call home.
Exactly.
So I would suggest that because you named it, the energy and the overwhelm is already cut in half. But that's for you to claim and identify and recognize. If you just take 3 deep breaths, claiming that, just do that with me right now. 1, 2. And 3, gently take your spare hand, place it on your heart. Now I'm going to ask you a question, and don't think about the response. Just say whatever comes out of your mouth. What do you want?
Security.
Okay. So how do we get security?
By building a foundation, stable foundation.
Foundation. So stable foundation. So that has to start within yourself.
Right.
So I would actually take the situation with this dude and put it in the crock pot and don't even put the plug in. Don't even plug it in. Okay? Because that's just, that is just salt in the wound for a wound that's not even the real issue. Because your issue isn't a wound. Okay? Your issue is a wound in sheep's clothing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I think that when, I think your energy has been so depleted because the thing that you need isn't being addressed because you kind of thought that it was all part of one package because the guy was thrown into it. But it's almost like the person jumping into the ocean, but they got a rope with a, you know, a cement block onto it. You can't, you can't float up to the surface. You can't float to your happiness. So I think just energetically, you can just do some meditation work, some energy work to cut the cords, the emotional cords. Look, I'm not going to even get into your situation with this guy because it's too complicated and it's not what I'm focusing on right now. So as a as an emergency measure, so to speak, because you have to recognize taking care of yourself has nothing to do with this guy. That's number one.
No, it does.
Okay, so if you recognize that, and that if you energetically cut the cords that are weighing you down, I'm not saying cut him out of your life, not my problem, not my business, not my concern, okay? And it's not your problem. The concern is self-care. So for right now, you just cut the energetic cords that this energy is with this person, with this guy, is weighing you down so that you can start to float. That's number one. Because right there, it's going to lighten your load because the energy that you're carrying around has nothing to do with you wanting a foundation, but it's clouding it. So when you want to look for a place to live or a work opportunity or whatever, it feels very heavy, and it feels sluggish. That's what I'm picking up. Just verify that, yes or no?
Yes.
Are you feeling very sluggish? Okay, so it's time really for an energetic detox. So the first thing is put them in the crock pot don't plug it in and cut those cords of this energy is turning to a burden. It's weighing me down. Okay. Take like a day for yourself just to have like an energetic reset. And during that time, make a list of things that you can do into two columns. What can I do to take steps toward changing my home situation and changing my money situation. And it could be anything. It doesn't matter. You just have to get this out of your system. But it's time for an energetic detox. And I'm going to turn this over to Lisa because we have two more minutes for the show, and I want her to chime in on this as well.
Hi. Oh, well, no, I mean, everything that Liz is talking about is, I feel, on point. I mean, this is, I mean, as long as you've been coming in on the show, this has been, you know, a big thing for you, is really just finding your sense of stability, you know, for you. And I feel like you've been doing, making steps in that. And so now it's just, I think, you know, the thing that Liz was talking about, this whole idea of, like, you know, the whole detox and, you know, the sense of sluggishness that you feel really harkens back to just these tips on self-care. I think we've talked about this before with, you know, with you, like, you liking the ocean, you know, or feeling like the water is very helpful for you. God, that was, like, some really old stuff. These are things that you can do for yourself to help you stay grounded. I mean, also as a great way of detoxing, taking kind of salt baths or something like that. But those are little things. And then the bigger things that come up, these opportunities that come up, whether it's realizing what your relationship with this guy and how you want to handle it, not like waiting for him to decide what he wants to do, but for you to do what you need to do. You have the strength within you. It's just, you know, we never know how that first step is going to feel, and it's always going to feel a little awkward. But I, like I said, the more you're able to take care of just take care of you, and even the little things, but just to take care of you. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money. It doesn't have to take a bunch of time, but it does require some time. And for you to put that investment of time and energy into you is going to make a big difference.
Yeah, because I'm a Destiny 1 in a Destiny, and within a 1 year, and this is really, I feel like I need to be at a different place than where I'm at. I'm not energetic, you know what I mean? It's that's why I'm not feeling fulfilled, because I'm a Destiny 1, I'm in a 1 year, you know, we're going into Universal Year 1. It's just, this is just weighing me down. I need to be
independent. But keep in mind, Universal Year is still a 9.
Yeah.
So 2016 is still a 9.
Yeah, it's
so,
not over yet,
you know,
baby.
You're doing a lot of stuff for you, which is what you're doing what you need to be doing. And you're owning, you know, I love it. Ones always own their ones. Ones own their stuff. You know, they're like, it's all
yeah,
me.
We
it's,
do.
You know, I'm number one. So I love it. I love it. So, I mean, so, you know, you're, like I said, you're doing and you're feeling the things you need to feel, but just don't get yourself beat up with, you know, this impatience. Like this message that we had picked for White Lily, this dissatisfaction and all that, you know, that was also for you. I mean, I think it's for everybody, honestly.
Replay the show,
but
Lena.
You should
hear the whole show, because it really kind of talks about taking care of yourself, like the whole show. So download it on iTunes. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So you think
so,
that's
part
of me is being in this 9 year? That's why
that's
I really can't get on my feet?
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like I got cheated out of my 1 year.
But
no,
you didn't get cheated out of
it. You didn't get cheated.
No?
You didn't get cheated.
And
no.
listen, we're going to actually have to go. We're over time. So, and Elisa, I'm going to ask you to sign off, because I actually have to take a business call that's coming in on myself.
Okay.
Okay. Love you guys.
Love you.
Thanks.
Now, Lena, you're definitely not cheated out of it, because you're doing what you need to do. You're not cheated out of anything, because these cycles happen regardless of what cycle we're in, right? So this is like saying this is how a one handles its business, even when stuff is ending, even when stuff is being majorly turned around, which is happening for everybody. You don't live in a bubble, so you do your thing, which is what you're going to do, because that's your destiny, right? That's your one. But you do it whether it's in a 5 year or a 4 year or a 9 year, or it doesn't matter. You're still going to do you. So you're still going to learn and grow. You're still, no one's cheating anybody out of anything. You may be thinking, oh, if I just knew what all the stuff was and everything will line up. But, you just have to continue doing what you need to do. You can use your best judgments on things. But don't ever feel like, just because, I was born under a weird star, that I'm not going to get the stuff I need to get. You'll figure out a way. So don't use those as possible excuses. Because I don't think you would tolerate that from other people. You work with what you've got, and you've got a lot. You really do. You have a lot more than you probably even realize. So the more you're able to take care of yourself, the more those types of gifts and wisdom will come out and really come to the forefront.
Because I was going to go get some retail work for the season, and then just really focus on finding a job when we get to January, when we are in a 1 year. I just feel like if I get anything now, it's going to be temporary.
And that's probably how it's lined up to be. I mean, most of the retail jobs that are available would be temporary through that holiday season. And that's sort of what you're looking at anyway. But, you always have a choice. A lot of people do the temporary stuff for the holidays and realize, and they're still out there doing their thing, trying to find something more permanent. So that doesn't mean you got to stop. It just means you're creating more choices for yourself. You can say, well, I'm doing this, and everybody knows this is temporary. Even the people hiring you know it's just temporary. So you still got to get your hustle on. You're still trying to put some things in motion for next year, So you continue doing that, and then you have a choice. Hopefully you have other choices. You can decide, well, do I stay on here? Maybe you've done such a good job that they offer you something more permanent and you end up liking it. You just never know. But I think you follow your instincts on those things, and then see things through to its fruition, till you see where it can possibly, other possibilities of where it can take you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. It's good to hear from you, though.
Thank you.
Right.
You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, everybody. Well, we are done with the show. We are back on the Sunday at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. And if you do need to reach us in the meantime, you can email us at loablend@gmail.com. As always, you know, we're on Universal Energy Radio here through Blog Talk Radio, so please keep an eye out for any other shows, different hosts and programs that happen through Universal Energy Radio. It's a lot of fun. And thank you also just for listening in and joining us. Love you, and remember to follow the feeling to you. Take care, everybody.
Tell me something good. Tell me that.